Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight, it's a pleasure to welcome back to our studios the Mystic River Chorale. Well, actually, the whole chorale is not here, but the director, Frank Martignetti, is back. Welcome back.
Thanks, Mike. Great to be here.
Nice to have you with us. And once again, Kit Forster is here, the president of the chorale. Welcome back, Kit.
Thank you. Enjoy being here.
Nice to have you with us. And I asked you before the show about your last name, Forster. And you said it was actually used to be Forrester, right?
It was, and corrupted over the years to Foster with only one R.
Hmm. So people that are looking for you find it hard to find you, maybe.
No, they find me all too often.
He's actually in the witness protection program.
There you go. All right. Well, it's nice to have you back with us, and we want to find out everything we can about the chorale. And Frank, just to back people up a little bit, let's give a little bit about the chorale's history.
Certainly. This is our 34th season. It's also, this spring is my 10th year with the chorale as their director. The group is about 45 members from southeastern Connecticut and southwestern Rhode Island. It's an audition group, but a very welcoming, friendly, and low-pressure group. And we're really proud of putting on some wonderful performances, including this first piece you're going to hear in a little while, which is from our last concert, which I think was the single best concert the chorale has given in the last decade.
Wow.
Except, of course, for our next one.
If you do say so yourself, right?
Exactly.
Now, Kit, what is your role besides president? Do you sing with the chorale?
Oh, yes. Yes, I'm a baritone in that the much sought-after male voice section.
Always need more men, right?
Yes, always.
Always need more men.
Particularly tenors, although this year we have a sufficiency of tenors? I mean, we
yeah, it's we have seven. We've had four for a long time. So.
All right. Well, that's a good number to have. Seven male tenors?
Yeah. We have a couple women who sing tenor.
Oh, I see. All right. Mm-hmm. All right. So I thought you were talking about just the men, so it had me confused. But all right. So the chorale is made up of men and women. What's the age, average age? Is it any limit one way or the other?
The youngest member is 13. The oldest is 94.
13 to 94. Wow.
Yes. Most of the people are in their 20s through 60s.
Well, yeah, I'm sure they'd appreciate you saying most of the people are in their 20s through 60s. All right.
But now, singing is something that you can do over your whole life, and in contrast to maybe playing football or climbing high mountains.
Don't tell that to Tom Brady. I mean, you know, I don't think he's ready yet. But yes, singing is something you can do your whole life. Mm-hmm. I know you just mentioned you had a 94-year-old. We have a... In my group, the Narragansett Bay Chorus, we have a 93-year-old, so I know you're going to beat by a little bit, but we'll try to catch up. And it is something, as long as you keep doing it, you don't lose it, right?
No, and it you know, adds oxygen, and it adds blood flow, and it just keeps you active and moving. It's just a wonderful thing for life.
I know that a few weeks ago, our radio station, WCRI, had a little contest to give away tickets to see Tony Bennett in concert, and he's 90, and sings a little lower than he used to sing, but other than that...
Even lower than he used to sing?
Yeah, even lower. Let's talk about this upcoming concert called Visions, Songs of Love and Hope. It's going to be Sunday, May 6th at 4 p.m. at the Mystic Congregational Church in beautiful downtown Mystic, and tell us about some of the music that's going to be included.
It's a very eclectic selection of music. The only thing that unifies it is almost all of the music is written by American composers. I didn't realize that when I picked it, but it's true. We've got a variety of pieces. all but one are in English. All but two, excuse me, are in English. And we have just, you've got literally a work by David Conti, who is a composer from San Francisco. You've got a piece by Don McLean, a piece by Joni Mitchell, and a piece in Spanish. And the only thing that unifies it is this idea of vision, seeing something better, looking for something better, and the fact that some of the music has two pianists playing.
Oh.
Yes.
All right. Don McLean.
Yeah.
Bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, it sounds like an interesting mix of music. And is there the entire group does all of the music, or are there segments?
The entire group does most of it. Our chamber singers is a small group within the group. They'll do two pieces.
Okay. So people will get to see a variation somewhat of the entire group and then a small chamber group. All right.
Yeah. And the textures vary, you know, with piano, one pianist, two pianists, a cappella.
Mm-hmm.
There's some nice contrast there. There's this piece with spoken word.
And then there's a lot of choreography, I'm sure.
Oh, we try not to go there.
Well, but I think there's a song in your program called We Dance.
There is a song called We Dance, and the choir does not dance. The music dances.
Oh, I thought maybe you turned around to a little soft shoes.
Oh, no.
No.
Okay. That's one of our few absolutes. This just won't work well. We did a processional once, and that was difficult enough just to walk up it while singing.
There's a little thing on your code of regulations that Frank does not dance.
No, that's correct. It's not in my contract.
Okay.
I'm, yeah.
Let's get to this first piece that you alluded to and tell us about this.
First selection we're going to hear today is the finale of our last concert in January. This is Haydn's Te Deum, and this was the Mystic River Chorale with the orchestra and the chamber choirs of Fitch and Stonington High Schools. And it's a wonderful finale to our last concert. I'm thrilled with it. Hope you will be too.
Excellent. It's a little bit lengthy, so we'll actually try to listen to the whole piece, and then we'll take a short break and be back with more.
Yeah.
Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, and we're sitting with the Mystic River Chorale representatives, Frank Martinetti, the music director, and Kit Forster, the president of the group. And the chorale has been making beautiful music, as witnessed by that last selection, since 1984. Their new concert is going to be coming up in just a short time, Sunday, May 6th, 4 o'clock, at the Mystic Congregational Church in Mystic. And Frank, can people get tickets ahead of time?
They sure can. We highly encourage it. This is a smaller venue than our winter venue, so it does sell out.
Sells out. And how do they go about getting tickets?
They can speak to us, any member of the chorale. They can show up at the door. They can buy them at our website, mysticriverchorale.org, or they can call our chorus manager to reserve a ticket.
All right, so go right to the website, mysticriverchorale.org, and you can get tickets right there. That's an excellent way to do it. And, Kit, there's all kinds of information, and there's a large picture of you as soon as the website opens up, right?
No, it's a small picture of me with about 40 other people.
Oh, there you go. But there is a lot of information about the chorale and all the things that are coming up. And you can also check them out on Facebook, so lots of ways to do things. And, Kit, how long have you personally been involved with the chorale?
I started with the chorale on the second rehearsal in the fall of 1984.
Really?
Well, my wife and a friend had seen the announcement that Jim and Tricia Dales were starting up a group in Mystic. Mm-hmm. And so they went, and she came back and said, You've got to come to the next rehearsal because they need men, which has been that's a constant
cry
comment in choral groups. But I had sung in high school and in college and just hadn't done it for a while, and back I went, and I've been committed to it ever since.
You've been committed. I've heard that before about singers that are committed. Okay, let's talk more about the program coming up. And Frank, what do you have for, now you know you've said lots of different kind of music. What do you have for us next?
Well, next we're actually going to sample one more thing from our January concert. This is the Credo from Schubert's Mass No. 4 in C, which is a very rarely performed piece.
Thank you.
Frank, like a lot of community choruses and symphonies and chorales and so forth and so on, a lot of the music you do, which is beautiful and recorded for your own use, is not available to the public. So people want to listen to this. They've got to buy a ticket.
That's true. They can certainly hear some of it on our YouTube channel or on our website.
Right.
But yeah, it's a live experience is the only way.
And you know, there's a long time saying, and I had the opportunity to use this line in an interview one time. Someone asked me what my favorite kind of music was, and my answer was live music, because there's nothing like it, no matter what it is, whether it's chorale music, whether it's a symphony, whether it's ballet, whatever the music you're listening to, live is always better. So
always
get yourself to the Mystic Congregational Church on Sunday, May 6th, 4 o'clock, and see the chorale. Now, we've listened to some of the concert pieces from last performance. Now we're moving on to what's coming up. Tell us about what's next.
Our next piece is our piece in Spanish on this concert, and it's the first piece that features our two pianists. It's a really fun piece. It's by a composer named Dan Davison, and the piece is called Ritmo.
Oh, baby.
certainly a rousing presentation, Frank, and that was not the Mystic River Chorale.
No, that was the University Singers of the University of Texas at Arlington.
And it wasn't the chorale because they haven't done it yet. So if you want to hear the chorale do it, you've got to go to the concert. We have time for one more piece in this segment. What's this going to be?
This piece is called Through the Dark. It's a setting of a Helen Keller text by Andrea Ramsey, and it's performed here by the Arkansas Tech University's choir for which it was commissioned.
We will listen to that, then take a short break and be back with more. You have been listening to music provided by the Mystic River Chorale. I'm Mike Mano, and we are sitting here with Dr. Frank Martignetti. I don't think I've used that term tonight. Sorry, doctor.
That's quite all right. I don't go by it in daily life.
All right. And Kit Foster is here, and Kit, you're not a doctor.
No, I'm not.
Okay. So I didn't mess up with you. So
it's no.
Just, you and I are just like regular guys. Kit, I know that, as in any group that puts on these kind of events, the ticket price sometimes doesn't cover all the costs of what it entails to put on, buy the music and get the facility and all the other things that go along with it. So you have people that can help you, right?
That's right. It's a truth that in musical performance, instrumentalists generally get paid, and singers pay to sing. That's the way it is. And you're right, the ticket income never pays for the whole concert. It just doesn't. I think a rule of thumb in this business is it pays for perhaps half of the costs of staging an event, because you need instrumentalists or keyboard accompanists. You need a hall in which to perform, and so on. So the costs are quite great. And we do we have some faithful advertisers in our programs, area merchants and businesses and so on. And this year we've been fortunate to have a grant from the Mystic Rotary Club and matching funds from two businesses, Pfizer Incorporated and the Charter Oak Federal Credit Union.
Wow, great. Well, that's nice to have that kind of support within the community. And I hope everyone that goes to the concert will take a look at that program and patronize the people that are in there and go and tell them that you saw their name in the book and that's why you're there. That's always a good thing to do. All right, Frank, let's get back to the music. And what do you have for us next?
For sure. We're going to listen to two short pieces in a row. The first of which is by a friend of mine, Dominic DiOrio, who teaches at Indiana University, and it's called We Dance. And it is a 1 minute and change, almost 2 minute piece, and it's exuberant, and you're going to love it, and it has stretched the chorale in a whole new direction. The other piece is a choral setting of Don McLean's song Vincent, about Vincent van Gogh.
All right, and actually, I know Don McLean, so see, you have a friend and I have a friend.
All right, he's up in Maine now, isn't he?
He is. But he's coming to Rhode Island very soon.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We dance, we dance, we dance, we dance, we dance, we dance. We dance at the sparkle of the wondrous sunset. We dance to the music our voices raise high. We dance to the sweet laughter, sweet laughter, sweet laughter, sweet laughter. They did not know how.
Starry, starry night, beautiful music. Frank, I know that you have some help in putting all of this together when you get to rehearsals.
We have wonderful help. I have my accompanist and colleague, our associate director, Frank Zellini. And on this concert, we're bringing back at the piano a second person to join us, our previous accompanist, Leslie Merwin.
So you have what? They do all the work and you get all the glory.
It's great. Yeah. They add so much to it, and they're such wonderful people to work with. I'm looking forward to working with them and showcasing them on this concert in a different way than usual.
All right. Let's get another piece of music in right now.
For sure. The last two pieces we'll share with you today are quintessentially American pieces. This first one is a setting of a Langston Hughes poem, the major poet of the Harlem Renaissance, I Dream a World. A lot of people know the setting by Andre Thomas. This is actually a setting by San Francisco-based composer David Conti, and it's originally for string orchestra and choir, but it's also set by the composer for choir and piano four hands. That's the version we're going to perform, although the recording you're about to hear is with string orchestra.
Thank you.
Once again, it comes time to wrap up our program and thank both Frank and Kit for coming in and giving us this wonderful music to listen to. And I wish you all the success in the world on your concert that is coming up on Sunday, May 6th, 4 o'clock at the Mystic Congregational Church. And Kit, there are ticket prices available as
That's
such.
Right. General admission is $25, seniors $20, and a student admission is $15.
Oh, what a deal. Sounds like a great bargain. So go out and support the Mystic River Chorale. $25 sounds like a heck of a deal. That's great. Frank, I know that you can get tickets online at mysticriverchorale.org, and you can also do it the old-fashioned way, right?
You can. You can pick up the phone, and you can call our chorus manager at 860-460-1487.
Operators are standing by.
Oh, yes.
And if you order before midnight tonight, Frank will shake your hand at the concert.
Exactly.
All right. Kit, thanks for coming in. Nice to see you again.
Oh, thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Frank, and always great to see you. And I know we have one more piece of music to go.
We do. We're closing this broadcast and our concert with the quintessential American piece, The Promise of Living, from Aaron Copland's opera, The Tenderland.
All right. It's a little bit lengthy, so we'll listen to as much as possible. And then we'll see you all again next time on Conducting Conversations. Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.